This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I am very excited and I'm very happy to announce the start of our new series. And the series is called WOW. W-O-W, which means words of wisdom. The series is about sayings of from maybe from the companions, from the tabi'een, from the tabi'id tabi'een, from the righteous predecessors, or maybe from our contemporary scholars. They said a statement that is full of wisdom. So we will, inshallah, mention it in Arabic, mention it in English, and explain it, and beg Allah to help us apply it. Ready? So Bismillah, inshallah, today is our first episode, and please listen, apply, and share so we can all benefit bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Today's word of wisdom is Sir as-salah fi salah as-sir. The secret of righteousness is to be righteous in secret. The secret of righteousness is to be righteous in secret. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, if you have a pillar and you want to make it firm in the ground, the deeper the hidden part, the deeper the hidden part, the more firm and strong is the pillar. Similarly, the more hidden ibadat, the more hidden acts of worship we have, the more righteous we are. So, that's why Qiyam al-Layl, it's an ibadah that's done at night, away from people's eyes. That is why Qiyam al-Layl is the best nafl. As a matter of fact, it is the best salat after the fard salat. The best ibadat are not about the quantity, you're praying 50 rak'ah, 100 rak'ah. No, the best ibadat are the one who are done sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way to achieve sincerity is to do it away from people's eyes. In the hadith of the seven people under the shade of Allah, when there's no shade except His shade, may Allah make me and you among them, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned seven kinds of people. One of them was a person that was giving charity in secret to the level that his left hand does not know how much his right hand gave. Secrecy, privacy. And the last one on the list is a man who remembered Allah and the secret word in this hadith here, alone. He remembered Allah alone and he started weeping. So the idea is not about just weeping. We can weep in public and any. No, it's being alone and then he started crying. Subhanallah. So, my brothers and sisters, one of the main evidence that me and you are not munafiq, we are not hypocrites, is to check how are your a'mal in secret. How are you in when you are in your own privacy? Are you as pious as when you are in public, when you are in the masjid? Or maybe you're better when you are in private? That is amazing. So we compare our a'mal in public and our a'mal in private. If our a'mal in private are better or equal, that is great. But if in private we have nothing hidden, that means we are in danger. My brothers and sisters, we all know that sincerity is the path for the a'mal to be accepted. So please, from this word of wisdom, let's have one amal that no one knows about. Maybe two rak'ah in the middle of the night. Maybe an orphan that I sponsored overseas and not even my spouse know about. Maybe a charity that I give and no one knows about. Any kind of amal that no one knows about. Increase those amal and inshallah, Allah will make us righteous. So sirru salah fi salah as-sir. The secret of being righteous is to be righteous in secret. May Allah make us from the people who live, who listen and apply. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.